What's going on, everyone? Art of the Game is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. To learn more, visit fireside.evansville.edu.
Yeah, make it look easy. Hey, stand up guy, boom, 10 toes. Big body pull up in a Range Rover. I could change the whole game when I say so. I pull up, shut it down, yeah, they know.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Art of the Game, where we sit down with student athletes talking about the game of life. And today with us, we have a very special guest, my guy, Kai Phillip. Thank you for coming on, dog. So Kai is a graduate student here at the University of Evansville. He's on the men's soccer team. He plays the forward position. He hails from Trinidad, Tobago, but he's from Diego Martin. So go ahead, Kai, and talk about your journey. Talk about home, your community, everything, because it is fascinating. And what a lot of people probably don't know is that Trinidad and Tobago are actually not like one in the same.
Yeah, bro, growing up in Trinidad and Tobago is kind of tough, bro. Like, you don't have much opportunities and stuff back home, but I was blessed to have the family that I got. Growing up in Saganga, Simeon, very family, got a lot of family around you. I got a lot of mental support trying to keep you on the right track and stuff, and I was blessed to have that, bro.
Was there anything that you believe, just within you, right, being able to come from that family background and things of that nature, did you ever feel yourself possibly losing yourself and slipping away into what your family did not want for you?
Yeah, like, it had time. Yeah, like, I felt like it had times I was being led onto the wrong path and I was following it. I wasn't fully committed to soccer or football, as we call it back home. I feel like just having the right people around, like my cousin Ashonda, family members, family friends like Maylee, to help guide me and keep me on the right path, that helped a lot, bro. But back home by us, it's easy to get straight away, bro.
When did football come into your life?
I'll say at a tender age. I can't really remember now, but my uncle, Ron Laffrey, he played for Trinidad and Tobago. He had an academy for kids back home, and he used to take me, his son and my cousin as well, every Saturday morning to try to bring football into our lives. And it worked out for me, bro, honestly.
What was about it that stuck with you think?
I just seeing the joy soccer bring, seeing what soccer gave some of my family members at home, because my uncle played professional, have some family friends and stuff who played professional, and seeing the joy that football gave them and the type of opportunities that was in front of them. Like, I would love that to be a part of my life, bro.
What kind of joy? You say that you saw that joy and you saw the things and opportunities that brought to your family. What joy does it bring for you?
Like, being able to get a free education, that's very important in my life. Being able to help my family back home, that's very important as well. And just soccer brings happiness to me, bro. That's my all, that's my everything, bro.
So you started at a really young age, right? Now you're getting at it, you're practicing, things of that nature. When it came time for you to start playing, you know, for clubs and teams, things of that nature, did you ever feel like your talent might not have matched up to either your teammates or your competition?
At first, it was self-belief. I never had that self-belief in myself, and I felt like I was behind the group. But having the right people around you, as I said, helped me to become more confident and be more aware of my ability and my talent that God have given me. And I used it so far, and I'm doing good, bro.
When was it time for you to come to the U.S.? How tough was it to make that decision and, you know, go away from family to an entirely new country?
That decision was hard. Like, that transition was a whole different. I had never left Trinidad before, so it was a hard transition to make. And it was the best transition I made in my life. Coming to the U.S., originally I went Salt Lake first. I played for Salt Lake Community College for 2 years there. Amazing, I loved it. And then I was blessed enough to get some D1 looks and Division I offers, bro.
So now you get your Division I looks, right? But you choose the University of Evansville. Why do you think you chose UE?
That connection my coach has with Trinidad and his friends and stuff back home in Trinidad, he knows the life about Trinidad, kind of how I was brought up. And we kind of relate with each other because he visited Trinidad multiple times. His best friend is from Trinidad. So I felt like I had a connection with UE. And on the other side, here they kind of care for your well-being, not just your talent. So I look towards that as big time, because mental health is very important. Having a mental support, especially me being away from my family, having mental support is very important. And I feel like UE does that a lot and supports their athletes.
What are some things that you believe that you were able to take from back home and bring it to the States?
I say, my confidence. I always hold my head high. I'm proud to be Trinidadian. That's one of the best gifts God could give me, being born Trinidadian. I'll say some of the qualities I brought over is being a man. I was brought up, my dad passed away, and I was brought up with my mom, and she helped me a lot. She helped open my eyes a lot, and she showed me how to fight through struggle. And I feel like that her qualities rubbed off on me moving to the U.S., and I tend to work through my struggles and see the brighter day, bro.
Being able to, continue, growing up without your father and things of that nature. Just, really quick question. How hard did you make it on your mama?
Yeah, I was a troublesome child growing up. Yeah, I was troubled. Well, thank the Lord I changed, bro.
In just this short amount of time, you've brought up God and the Lord a lot. What is your connection and your religious belief?
Well, I believe in God lately. My girl, Zoe, she been bringing God into my life. One of my friends, Raka, he helped me to see God as well. And they just say, try to incorporate God into your life, because with him, anything is possible.
You talked about how proud you are of your culture, of where you come from. Speak on that more, and the joy that you just have. Like, yes, I'm Trinidadian. Yes, I'm in this whole new country, this whole new place, but I am proud of where I come from.
Yeah, being Trinidadian, bro, like, it's always you always have a kind of positive vibes, you always have an uppy mood. You always want to make everyone laugh. We have something called Carnival. If you experience that, you're going to fall in love with it. And it, like, growing up in Trinidad, bro, like, you're always around your family. So it's very different in the States, but my whole neighborhood is just family members and cousins and stuff like that. So I feel like that kind of had me in the uppy mood and kind of helped me to be the person I am today. Always trying to make people laugh, smile, always talking loudly, making jokes like that, and trying to stay in a positive mindset, bro.
You talked about, the family, the mental support, things of that nature, being able to have that connection to UE. Are there times where even here at the University of Evansville, you feel like that connection to UE is sometimes not enough, and you're like, man, I really wish I had my family here?
Well, yeah, always, like, being the only person from the Caribbean on my team, sometimes you feel a disconnect, but that's where friends come in, and friends try to reconnect me back to the team, like Edward Mendy, my Spanish friends, and they try to help me stay connected with the team when I tend to drift away at times. And I appreciate those guys a lot.
How often are you able to communicate with your family back home?
Yeah, I talk to them plenty. I talk to them often. My mom, only thing is, my mom will call me when she can. But other than that, any other family member, if I reach out today, they'll get back on to me. Today, they'll give me a call. If I need any mental support or stuff like that, they will always reach out as fast as possible, bro.
You going to try and get as many people from back home here to the States?
For the future, like, I hope I could influence a lot of Caribbean athletes or even Trinidadians to come to UE. It's a place that helps, develops. It will help you academically. The academics here is very high. It has helped me a lot and turned around my life. It will also support you soccer-wise. One of my plans is to get as much Trinidadians to Evansville, try to get them to experience what I experienced, and that'll be really, like, good for me. I'll feel good.
Being the only person from the Caribbean, do you feel like a sense of, because, just talk being a minority in general, especially in this country, it's kind of like you're put this unfair amount of pressure on you just because you do not look like the majority. So because of that, do you ever feel a sense of pressure like, okay, I know what, the stereotypes and all these things that are put on me just because of what I look like and where I come from? Do you ever feel the pressure?
Nah, I don't feel no pressure, never. Like, I'm proud to be Trinidad, and I'm proud to be who I am. And I know I'm making progress in life positive, in a positive way, bro. So I'm chilling. No pressure.
Speaking of pressure, do you ever feel pressure as a player? Do you ever feel like the pressure getting to you out there on the soccer
field? Well, certain games, yeah, I feel pressure that I had to perform. I got to get a good result, try to, because I want to play professional at the end of the day. But it's all about having fun. When I go to the field, my mind is clear. I just try to have fun. But my main objective is to win, bro. It's just entirely to have fun, honestly, bro. So I don't try to put too much pressure on myself because I could kind of decline my performance, if you know what I mean.
Kai, we talked about you being at Salt Lake Community College and you having that JUCO experience, but you also got an amazing experience to also be part of the MLS draft. Like, how was that?
Getting that news that my name was listed in the draft was amazing. That was one of the goals I was trying to work towards, like, coming to college. And that transition from JUCO, D1, hopefully getting seen from MLS teams to being placed, well, listed in the draft was one of the best feelings ever. I know the journey isn't completed or done yet, but that was an amazing feeling, bro.
You go from that environment, right? You have this draft process that played a really big time in your life, and then you come here. And what kind of impact do you believe that you're going to be able to leave on the University of Evans?
The impact I want to leave is something positive to show future athletes that you can go pro through mid-major schools as well. You don't have to play ACC. You don't have to play the top conferences to be pro. You just have to believe in your talent and know it's possible. Just work hard every day and know it's possible.
You said something earlier about mental health. How much do you focus on your mental health as a student athlete?
I think mental health is very important as a student athlete. We have a lot on our shoulders. So I tend to talk to my coach a lot. He sends me and tells me we have different resources I can rely on and I tend to go to. And especially my family members and friends, they talk to me, try to support my mental health, try to keep me positive. Because being negative can only bring bad performance, bad grades, and a bad life, bro. So I try to start my day positive and stuff like that.
What are some of your most memorable times growing up, whether it's playing football, whether it's playing even football here at the University of Evansville, but what are those moments that when you sometimes sit back and you're able to just reminisce and look back over life where it just pops into your head?
In Trinidad, I go say my best times in Trinidad is sweating on the block, like playing football on the block with my friends and family. That was a nice time, I'll say. In Salt Lake, just being able to be around so much different nationalities. My first time in the U.S. helped me to open my eyes a lot. And I'll say that was one of the best times in my life, being in Salt Lake. And then in UE, I'll say being invited to the MLS draft and having just being around my friends here, my boys here is amazing, bro. They give me memories every day. They make me laugh every day. And just being around these guys help uplift me, like, on a daily level, bro.
Do you have any memorable games?
From the fall, one of our favorite games, I'll say, is against NIU. I scored a double. I'll say USI, I scored a double. One of my most favorite games, I'll say, Western Michigan, because that's a tough team and we fought really hard. We got a result against them. We tied. I didn't score, but I assisted one. And I felt like I did the world when I assisted that goal. I felt like I scored. And that joy was something I just need every game, bro.
What's your mindset when you're out there? You just said to yourself, no, you did not score in that game, but it felt like you did because you got the assist on that play. So what's your mindset when you're out there on that field?
To win. I just want to win. Like, no matter what. I hate to lose, bro. I hate losing, bro. You could ask my teammates in practice. If I lose, I'm mad, bro. No matter what drill you're doing, I'm mad, bro. I just love to win. Like, I just hate losing.
When you come from where you came from and you see where you're at now, the journey and things of that nature, sometimes we focus on so much on what's in front of us, we can't appreciate the past. And not only that, we can't appreciate the present. How much time do you give yourself to be able to enjoy where you're at right now? And even those little things, those little minor you know, little minor details that nobody else really knows in your life. How much time do you give yourself to be able to just sit back and enjoy those moments?
I try to just reminisce about my life a lot. I look back on videos, pictures, family, games, outings, whatever, bro. I tend to look back a lot and try to say, wow, I made it really far and I'm not done yet. And but wow, I enjoyed this time here, bro. I missed this time and stuff like that. Well, I'll say my memories is, I look back a lot and I try to relive those memories. Always going, I try to relive those memories because I know it was only positive vibes around that time, only positive vibes, and everyone is in a positive mindset, laughing, doing what we're doing, bro, having fun.
What you talked about, you know, your uncle playing a big role in being your coach when you were younger and things of that nature. Who also do you look up to as influences on your game that you take from and try to be the best player that you can be out there on the field?
I love Leroy Sané. That's my favorite player. So I base my game off him.
Mm-hmm.
But also recently, people go laugh, but Darwin Núñez, I love that guy. That guy's class. Although he miss a lot, I love his movements and stuff like that. That guy is a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But Leroy Sané, guys told me I play like Rafael Leão.
Mm-hmm.
With my speed, I'm a 1v1 ability, stuff like that. And I could also finish a lot. So yeah, Leroy Sané, Rafael Leão, Darwin Núñez.
When did fashion come into you? Like, when was that something, that serious avenue that you possibly looked
at? Like, I always love fashion. I have a cousin who is deeply into fashion back home in Trinidad. His name is Anderson. But fashion, it just gets me. And I really, really, really like it. And I would like to know way more that I know, bro.
What are some things in the off season that you really are trying to work on moving forward and going to play for Utah?
My main goal is to stay fit, stay healthy, and just get my mind right. Make sure I'm a leader. Because I need to be a leader this fall.
How much do you believe the team here and your years here were able to impact you as a leadership and your leadership qualities?
I'd say so. My first year here, we had a lot of leaders. Guys like Raph, Evan, these guys, Ethan Garvey. They will talk to me, try to guide me, make sure I'm not giving trouble on campus, make sure I'm practicing, giving my all in trainings. And then my second year at UE, those guys left. So I had to take a different role. I had to take their role of being a leader. And I felt like last year helped me and it showed me how big my influence is on the team. So I need to have a steady mindset. My highs can't be too highs and my low can't be too low. I need to be steady. So I feel like, yeah, bro.
I just want to say thank you, man, for coming on here on the Art of the Game podcast. This is Kai Phillip. Heck of a job, man. I wish you luck. I wish you all the blessings in the world. And, man, like, keep tabs on him. Keep tabs on him. There's going to be great things. He had a heck of a career here. Keep tabs on him. He's going to have a great future ahead of him. Thanks a lot, brother, for coming on.
Yeah, brother. Yes.
Make it look easy. Hey, stand up guy, boom, 10 toes. Big body pull up in a Range Rover. I can chase the whole game when I say so. I pull up, shut it down, yeah, they know. Running this game ain't a thing for me. I never switched up, no change in me. The only thing changing this season, you go against me, then you know that you tweaking, okay? Cause baby, I'm him, I be on 10. Two-stepping in the party, I do not dance. Watch how I move, make it look easy. Counting up.